Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Who's Lulu?
The new chicken.
The new ch...
Lisa!
Oh, there you are, Lulu.
What?
Would you care to join us?
Coming, Lisa. Hello there.
That's a parrot.
Don't tell her. She thinks she's a talking chicken.
Well, that's the most...
Every day she comes over here, and she lays an egg with the other girls.
How could she lay an egg?
It ain't easy.
She's a friend of Alice's. She flew in all the way from South America, and Alice invited her to stay.
South America?
Si, senor.
Of all the...
She speaks French, too.
French?
Oui, monsieur.
She talks seven languages.
Fine.
All right, girls. You can go back to play now. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen, mein Herr.
Now, did you want to talk to me about something?
Yeah, how'd you like to go on a picnic on Sunday?
Is that what you wanted to ask me?
Uh-huh.
See you around the barnyard, Charlie.
Oh, wait a second. I thought you might enjoy it. You know, we'll find a little spot under a tree, you know, alongside a stream. Take a little lunch. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us?
Yeah.
Can we get a little schmooching?
Yeah.
You're a dirty old man.
Lisa.
What is your proposition now?
Proposition?
You are a dirty old man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Would you like to go on a picnic with a dirty old man?
Who?
Me.
I love to.
Well, then what was all that about...
What do we need to take to a picnic?
Don't move.
Hello there, Mr. Handy.
You move.
Look.
May I take your picnic order?
Mr. Handy, we just decided to have a picnic. How did you find out about it?
Lulu called me.
Lulu?
Si, senor.
Well, I told her she could use the telephone.
Now, I suppose you want the A picnic.
What is that?
$45.
$45?
What do we get for that?
Follow me. Now, first of all, you get this deluxe folding table and chair set.
How do you get it apart?
Well, I'm not permitted to divulge that until I get the $45.
Oh, I am not paying.
Now, in addition to the aforementioned table and chair set, the A selection also includes this genuine mohair blanket. Just feel how soft Mo's hair is.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why? Mo does have soft hair.
Lisa.
Now, once you have spread your blanket, set up your table and chairs, you're ready for your lunch. This consists of a bag of fried chicken parts, with each part plainly identified by a small tag.
That's handy.
That's ridiculous.
in addition to the assorted chicken parts, you get 1 dozen hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, they are different colors.
Well, that's those. If you have any left over, you can use them at Easter.
That's clever.
That's stupid.
Now, the picnic basket also contains this plastic chocolate layer cake.
What's that for?
I'm glad you asked that.
You would have told her anyway.
This is my patented ant attractor. You just place it on the ground at least 5 feet away from where you're eating. And the ants are attracted by the lifelike look of the cake. And while you eat in peace, they're breaking their little teeth on the plastic.
Now, that is really silly.
Poor little nipper. He'll have to gum his way back to the anthill.
Oh, brother.
Now for the liquid refreshments. I have several bottles of champagne, vintage 1982, which they tell me is going to be a very fine year.
Well, why don't you come back in 1982, and we'll see if you are right. Come on, Lisa. Oh, what are you doing?
Making out the list for the picnic.
Oh, you know it's going to be fun, huh? Just the two of us? This will be the first outing we've had since we've been here.
Which china do you want to take?
Oh, you don't take china. You take paper plates.
Oh, it's going to be one of those cheesy picnics.
No, you always use paper plates. Is this all we have?
Mm-hmm.
We had a whole package of them last week. What happened to them?
Well, remember the tortillas we had the other night?
Yeah.
And you said they were so good?
You mean...
Si, senor.
Oh, for the love.
Mr. Douglas,
Oh, boy.
Are we going to have tortillas again tonight?
No, we're not.
We're going to use those for the picnic on Sunday.
Golly, a picnic. Where are we going?
Yeah, but I don't believe anybody invited you.
I don't need an invitation. I'm one of the family.
Yes, you do, and no, you're not.
That ain't fair.
That's right. It isn't fair.
Lisa, the idea was to spend a day by ourselves.
But I don't see anything wrong if he comes along with us.
I won't get in your way. I'll just eat my potato salad, drink my champagne, and listen to the ants breaking their teeth on the plastic chocolate cake.
Oh, Wally, but why don't we take him with us?
Please, Daddy dear. Please, please, please.
All right, you can come along, but after lunch, I want you to take a walk or go fishing or someplace. Just leave us alone.
I will. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm a lucky kid to have such a fine father.
Why did you have to ask him?
Well, Oliver, it will be a lot more fun to go on a picnic in a family way.
Mayonnaise, potatoes for your salad, pickles, sandwich bread, cheese. Did I forget anything?
Where are the paper plates?
Oh, I'm all out of those. But a lot of folks use tortillas for paper plates.
Tortillas?
How many of them would you want?
Well, that will be enough. There are only 3 of us going.
Oh, just 3 of you, huh?
That's right.
Small picnics are the best. Just 3 of you, huh?
Yeah, that's...
I love picnics. I haven't been on a picnic since... Just 3 of you, huh?
Mr. Drucker... We'd like to invite you, but...
No. I wasn't hitting. No, if you're going to have a picnic, 3 is a good number.
Yeah, well...
Of course, 4 is a better number. That way you can pair up. 2 and 2.
I don't think you'd enjoy pairing up with them.
Why not?
Mr. Drucker, would you like to come along with us?
I'd love to. When are you going?
This Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Doggone it, I've been invited to the Wheelers for supper.
Oh, that's a shame.
Of course, I might be able to...
No. We wouldn't want you to do that to the Wheelers.
I guess not. Well, I'll just put this stuff in a sack for you. Oh, by the way, what are you doing about ants at the picnic?
Well, I didn't think we had to do anything. I thought there would be enough of them there.
No. I mean, what are you going to do to get rid of the ants?
Well, Mr. Haney had a plastic chocolate cake made and...
Oh, that Haney and his phony gimmicks. Now, I have a sponge rubber cherry pie. If the smell don't get them, the sound does. That's their mating call.
Just put all that stuff in a sack and that'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
Do you want me to help you with the groceries?
No, I'll get them.
I'm at Douglas.
Oh, hi, Miss Kimball.
Oh, need a hand?
Yes, thank you. Right here.
Here you are.
Oh.
Yeah, dropped off the scarecrow over at Ben Miller's. Boy, I never thought I'd find a use for it.
Would you mind taking one of these?
Oh, not at all. Gee, thanks. Now I won't have to go shopping this week.
No, I didn't mean you. Look, all I wanted you to do was give me a hand.
Oh, here you are.
I don't want that. Give me the groceries.
Ooh. Sponge rubber cherry pie. My mother bakes these all the time. Well, she doesn't bake them, she vulcanizes them. Yeah, they're great if you got soft teeth.
Will you please?
You know, these make great ant decoys, too.
Ant decoys?
Yeah, you put them on the ground, and the ants bite into them, and the rubber springs up and dislocates her jaws.
I'll remember that.
Remember what?
About the...
Say, these pies are great if you're going on a picnic.
We are.
Where are you going?
We don't know yet.
Say, if you want a good picnic spot, I know just the place. It has all these beautiful trees, a stream running through it, a waterfall.
Well, that sounds perfect. Where's that?
Yellowstone National Park.
Is there any place around here that you know of?
How about Meddy's Munos? No, that's Mooney's Meadows. Yeah, it's got a stream running through it, too. Well, not running. It's more like crawling. No, it isn't crawling either. It's dried up, that's what it is.
Thanks, but...
The only other place I know with water is, No, that's the Atlantic Ocean.
We'll find a place.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Say, when is this picnic?
On Sunday.
You couldn't make it Saturday, could you? I got a date Sunday.
Oh, that's a shame.
Maybe I can get out of it.
No, don't bother you. It's not a big picnic, Mr. Kim. Just three of us.
Oh, I understand. No, I don't understand.
Look, don't worry about it. Just you keep your date.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Douglas.
Yeah.
One question.
Uh-huh.
You don't happen to know who I have a date with, do you?
Sophia Loren.
Oh. Grazie, senor.
We ought to get started.
Do you think I have enough sandwiches?
Well, how many did you make?
Well, I've got 6 ham and jelly, 6 peanut butter and liverwurst, or... What's the liverwurst and the jelly? No, the jelly is mixed up in the tuna fish, so the liverwurst must have the egg salad on top of it.
Ooh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Need any help?
No, but I think you do. What are you made up for?
I bought me a picnic suit. The butterfly net came with it.
Oh, I think you look very nice.
Oh, fine. All right, let's get this stuff out.
Did you make the liverwurst and jelly sandwiches for me?
Mm-hmm. 6 of them.
On raisin bread with ketchup?
Please, my stomach just quieted down. Did you find a spot for us to have this picnic?
Yes, sir. The most romantic spot in the whole county. It's right at the foot of Lover's Leap.
Oh, fine.
We'll have it all to ourselves unless some lover decides to leap on us.
That's all right. We've got enough sandwiches.
Let's get going here, huh?
Oh, by the way, Mr. Douglas, on the way, can we stop at Linda's house?
What for?
To pick her up.
What?
Well, I figured since you're taking a friend, I ought to take one.
Eb, I told you this is a family picnic.
Well, Linda's in a family way.
What?
I might marry her someday and she'll be in the family.
Oh.
Oliver, you're schwitzing.
Yeah, well...
Well, we'll be glad to pick her up.
Yeah, fine. Look, this started to be a picnic just for the two of us. Now we got him and his girlfriend.
Well, 4 is a nice number. We're going to have a wonderful time.
Linda, I want you to meet my folks, Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
We're not your... Hello, Linda.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure, yes. So will you climb in? We'll get started.
Oh, I'll be right with you. I have to get my accordion.
Accordion?
Yeah, she plays a mean squeeze box.
Hello there, Eb.
Oh, Mr. Wheeler, I want you to meet my folks, Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
Will you stop?
How do you do?
Where are we going on this picnic?
We? I don't mean to be impolite, but we originally planned this picnic for my wife and myself. And then Eb invited himself along, and then he rang in your daughter, and...
You don't think I'd let my daughter go on a picnic somewhere with a strange boy?
Oh, Eb's not a strange... Well, yeah, I guess you could call him that.
No, sir. Linda's not going anywheres without a chaperone. When you got a daughter, you gotta protect her every minute when she goes out with a boy.
You can trust Eb.
No, he can't.
Eb, will you?
I'll get my coat and I'll be right with you.
Nice feller, ain't he?
I'm sure he is, but...
My father always went along when I went out with you.
He was just freeloading.
Mr. and Mrs. Douglas, this is my mother.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Beeler?
How do you do? It's very nice of you to invite all of us to go with you.
I didn't.
Here, let me have you, Miss Beeler.
Oh, thank you.
Can't you fold that thing up?
Oh, yes, sir.
All set.
Douglas, do you mind stopping by Drucker's store first?
Oh, we've got enough food for everybody.
No, we've got to pick up Sam.
Sam?
We invited Sam to supper, and we can't leave him.
Oh, for the love of... All right, all right.
Oh, wait a second.
What now?
We have to wait for Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Where you want me to sit?
Honk the horn for Sam.
Mr. Wheeler, I know when to honk. Don't do that.
Don't holler at the nice old man.
Hi, folks.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Drucker.
Mr. Douglas, it sure was nice of you to invite me to the picnic.
You're welcome. Are you ready?
Just waiting for Clara.
Who's Clara?
The Widder Burton. I was going to take her to the Wheelers for supper with me till you invited everybody on your picnic.
I didn't invite everybody.
This here's Clara.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Clara.
Is that a tuba?
No, that's a sousaphone.
Wait until you hear Clara and Linda play a duet.
Where do you want us to sit?
We don't have room for everybody.
Now, you're right. You better make two trips.
I'm not going to...
Could you get going? This kid's got the boniest knees I ever sat on.
Why don't you let Linda sit on my lap?
Yeah, Paul, why don't you?
Stay where you are. All you kids think about is television and sex.
Look, Mr. Drucker, I don't know how we're going to...
Hi, Mr. Douglas. Boy, I'm glad I caught you. You know, you were wrong. I didn't have a date with Sophia Loren.
I know you didn't.
Well, I guess now I go on your picnic, huh? Where do you want me to sit?
There's no room for you. We don't even have room for Mr. Drucker or Mrs. Sousaphone.
Mr. Kimball, why don't you take Mr. Drucker and Mrs. Burton in your car?
Take them where?
To the picnic.
Oh, gee, I'd like to, Sam. But Mr. Douglas invited me to go on his picnic.
It's the same one.
Oh. Well, in that case, let's all go in my car. Where are we going?
The foot of Lover's Leap. Hey, just follow us.
Well, there's no reason waiting for you. It'll take you a while to change that flat.
What?
Wait a minute. Where's Grandpa?
Holy smoke, I know where he is. Remember when we stopped for gas? He went to the men's room.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he borrowed a nickel from me for the perfume machine in there.
Oh, for the love of...
You'll just have to go back and get him.
Hey, me and Linda will go back for him.
Oh, no, you won't. Douglas will get him. Well, first, let's unload the food, huh? I'm hungry. There's no sense waiting until he gets back.
I'm hungry, too.
Well, I save you a sandwich, Oliver. What do you want? Peanut butter and liverwurst or tuna fish and jelly?
Tuna fish and jelly? What kind of mess is that?
It's the same kind of a mess my wife always makes. If you don't want it, you don't have to eat it.
See here, Douglas. I didn't want to come on this picnic to begin with. If you didn't have a sex crazy kid.
Boys, don't fight. I want this to be a nice picnic.
And it would have been if there had been just the two of us.
Okay, Mr. Douglas, you can go pick up Grandpa.
Here we are.
Well, where have you been?
Oh, we had to stop at the gas station.
And look who we found perfuming himself in the men's room.
Oh, good, we got Grandpa.
Yeah, but who is,
Oh, he picked her up at the gas station.
He picked her up and...
But why don't we all sit down and eat? Come on, let everybody sit down. Let's go. All right. Here we are. Oliver! Oliver, come on! Oliver, what's the matter?
Oh, I wanted to be alone with you.
Well, maybe later on we can sneak away for a ride.
Yeah, maybe we could take a drive up to the top of Lover's Leap.
And what do we do when we get there?
We can throw rocks down on them.
Come on, don't be such an old grouch, Tea. Come on, let's eat.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Oh, so then he crossed the river without the dog.
Where are the sandwiches?
We ate them.
Isn't there anything left?
Yeah, just this sponge rubber cherry pie.
The whole thing was a disaster. An absolute disaster.
Well, I thought the music was good.
Music? A tuba and an accordion playing Ach, du lieber Augustin? I don't call that music.
Well, everybody had a good time.
I didn't. I wanted to be alone with you.
Well, what do you call this?
Well...
Would you like to have some caviar?
No, thanks.
Well, how about some more champagne?
No, thank you.
Well, I could make you a liverwurst and grape jelly sandwich.
I don't think so.
What would you like?
Why don't you come over here and sit in my lap and we'll discuss it, huh? Well, that's just what I had in mind, just the two of us. Hmm?
Mr. Douglas, I wanted to ask you if, Oh, boy! Champagne and caviar. Can I have some?
Look, Eb.
Help yourself. There's plenty.
Is there enough for Linda?
What?
Linda!
Hello, everybody.
How about some champagne and caviar?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Oh, for the love of...
So this is where you win. I told you to... Oh, thank you. Champagne. And caviar.
Have some, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you very much. Mildred! Mrs. Douglas having a champagne and caviar spread.
No, I am not having...
Oh, I think it's so nice of you folks. Grandpa!
I think we ought to drink a toast to Grandpa. He and what's-her-name just got engaged.
He just picked her up at the gas station today.
Congratulations, you two.
What happened?
Grandpa just got engaged.
How about that?
Where did you...
Sam! What's the matter? Grandpa just got engaged and Mr. and Mrs. Douglas are throwing a champagne party for him.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Come on, Lisa. Come on.
Well, help yourself. There are plenty of glasses in the kitchen.
Lisa? Hey.
Where are we going?
To the bar.
What about them?
With luck, they'll never find us.
Thank you.
been a Filmways presentation, darling.